We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bob and I trying to decide which is the bigger story. His 40-year anniversary at KDKA or me finally breaking 100 on the golf course.
Clearly it's you breaking 100. There should be champagne in here. Where is Craig Riley with all the bubbly?
I know.
To celebrate the fact that you have now entered some very rarefied air, my friend, because that makes you one of the top 3% golfers in all of this country.
Did you believe that, Maddie?
Once you break 100, you're there, yes.
Are you serious about that?
Yeah.
Top three.
Tell me more about that.
I mean, you got to keep shaving shots off. Then you'll get lower and lower. It's harder to get from 3% to 1%, I can tell you that.
Now, are we talking people who play under 100 golf on average, or by simply breaking 100,
no,
I've done something
if
that...
If you do a lot of the research on just scores turned in by any golfer, anywhere,
yes. Yeah.
You're up there in that range now, so that's good.
Ballsy!
Look at you!
Now, if you look at different, you know, like country clubs... Gin, you don't have a gin handicap, do you?
What?
It's for the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association. You put in your scores every day. You could do it online with an app, and it keeps your accurate handicap.
No, I'm too tired for that.
Okay, well, if you do it that way, then you're still not there. But if you do it just generally, you are. So you're making progress. That's the most important thing. I understand you had your first birdie as well.
With Jim Fish at,
so you played with
at
Fish.
Diamond Run.
Tell
I
us about it, because I know Cook was saying he lined that up for you. He took credit for the invitation.
He did. He did. He got credit. He met Jim in Marco Island, and then there was a man named Bob, whose last name I don't know how to pronounce. I was just telling you about him, Serjanich, I think, who shot a 30 on the front nine at Diamond Run. It was like I was playing with Jack Nicklaus. It was unbelievable, Bob.
That's a good golfer. If you shoot 30 anywhere on a front nine of anywhere, it's a good score.
A number eight.
I don't care if you're playing Scallies. I don't care if you're playing.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
It was crazy. It was like Johnny Miller, with the 62 19, Open?
Yeah,
when did he shoot a 63?
63 at Oakmont, 72, I think it was.
72.
Yeah.
See, I knew that one off the top of my head, Bob. I don't feel well. I've overdosed on some form of coffee at this place in Mount Lebanon. It had the opposite effect of making me happier. I'm more anxious and probably defensive and sad, but happy that I did this. It was number eight at Diamond Run. I used a 7-iron. It was a slope, a direct drop green where if you put it too far to the left of the flag, you're below sea level. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You don't really have a chance
for
a birdie.
That's the hole that has a little valley in the middle of the green, right?
Exactly.
Where was the flag? On the top end?
On the right end of the valley.
Oh, that's tough.
So you have to put it right to the left. The savvy old news hound stepped up with a 7-iron. He hit it perfectly to where it just dropped. And it was maybe 8 feet from the hole to the left. Bob, the guy I just mentioned, unbeknownst to me, had a video going. And I stepped up, second shot, birdie at Diamond Run. Bob.
Boom.
It was
the
incredible.
First birdie. What was your immediate reaction?
My immediate reaction, I'll show you the video in a minute here, was to raise a fist and say, you know.
Hell yeah, or something of
something
that.
Something of that nature. No, I don't think I swore, actually. I just said, yes.
And it's then, one of those moments.
And they celebrated. But my second immediate reaction was on number nine to crank a drive directly to my left off a tree. There's apparently some saying for post-birdie mess up with different words. Is that a saying in golf? They told me it was.
I'm not aware of it if it is.
Post-birdie something something that it's some sort of syndrome after you get a birdie. So I shot an 11 on the next hole.
That's straight downhill. All you have to do is put it in play, and you should be okay, but you didn't put it in play.
Three times in a row, I didn't put it in
play. Well, see, that's what you have to erase those holes from your score. If you do and don't three putt, you'll improve even better. And by the time you're done, you'll be in the top 1%.
Yes, I will, Bob. But more importantly, Ron's not here today. You're in his seat.
And later, I'm going to put my feet up at his desk because I know how he
like
loves
that.
And so, you know, now that we have our live stream going, I'll make sure people see where my foot is.
Have you said hello to Folsy?
I didn't say hello to Folsy because Folsy, you know, kind of alienated me. He picked sides and I wasn't on his team last week.
Oh, I forgot about that last week.
So until that changes, I mean, we're going to have this ice cold relationship where I stare at him down in the window and he stares me down back.
This is what happens when you take on power, Folsy.
We're going right there right away, I guess.
You spoke truth to power last Monday.
First of all, it's Coltsy. Let's get that straight. This Folsy stuff is a little bit over the top.
Speaking of that, an unbelievable development this weekend related to golf. I met somebody on a course, and she works at a stable. I'm like, wait a second. You work at a stable? Told her the story of Folsy. We're in early talks of if he keeps that, although Coltsy would work too. But if he keeps one of those two nicknames, he may have an endorsement for pony rides.
Would you like that?
About that.
How about that?
How about that?
We'd love that.
What would the song be like for that, Folsy? Well, we need a little jingle.
Didn't we already break out the Western theme? I have to go find that.
We did. Oh, yeah. You find what the commercial would look like, yeah. And we'll run it by Bob because he's a television connoisseur.
That's right. But trained ear.
More importantly than any developments with you or I, there's Bob's 40th anniversary. And I want to congratulate you on that, Bob. That is awesome. I can't believe when I came to Pittsburgh, it was November of 89. So you were how many years into your career?
7 years into it. Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's I'm proud of that. I'm just proud of the fact that I've been able to do it and people have been willing to listen.
What day was it?
It was actually July 2nd. It's coming up of 1982. So,
but you celebrated on air this past week?
I didn't. They did a story on Fan Nation, the show they have.
Okay, that's what I saw.
Do it. And Tom Schneider was kind enough to come to my house. And they have another one planned coming up on July the 9th. So that'll kind of be a look back at memory lane with some of the stuff, which is fun. And there have been some really cool moments in there. So I'm excited about that, and I'm very thankful.
Tell us about some of those, if you wouldn't mind, Bob.
Well, my favorite, I have a lot of favorites.
Favorite moment.
I had a stare down with James Harrison in the locker room when we were allowed in there, and they have this WCW championship belt or WWE championship belt.
For fun, or was he angry?
No, it was for fun. I didn't know at the time that he was the best non-blinker. In other words, stare down, nose to nose, nobody blinks.
This side of Brooks Orpik, anyway, yeah.
Well, Brooks would win a lot if he entered. Anyway, so we were in there, and I saw this happening, and I just conveniently said, wow, that's interesting. I didn't think you were good enough to do that. I'm just kidding around, whatever. And he stares me down, and he announces into the entire Steeler locker, oh, Bobby Annie challenged me to get over here as a rookie. And I'm saying, oh, no, I didn't know. I just was commenting. I didn't mean for it. So anyway, he drags me into this. And, you know, we have video of how long I could last without blinking against the NFL Defensive Player of the Year at the time. And I'm looking into his eyes, just thinking what it would be like to have him tackle me. And I was getting a little nervous that he might do that if I beat him. So I decided, I lasted like 29 seconds, which is a lot. But he went as much as a minute plus just without blinking. Yeah. So that was something. We'll show you that video. It's pretty interesting. But I mean,
were people cheering for you and him? Media for you?
No, they
players
were offering
for
commentary.
Him?
The players started to gather around. And I made the mistake. I didn't know this. Like when you do these things, I had never done it. I was like wide eyed. If you open your eyes too wide, it puts too much pressure on your lids. So you have to like squint almost to prevent blinking.
Now I'm trying both of those things.
So,
and so is Foles. So is everybody in their car right now trying those things. I can't tell when I blink, I just realized.
I was going to say we should have a blink off, but that wouldn't really, you know,
wouldn't
go
lend
over
itself
well on the radio.
To the medium. No, but we should during the break. Folsy, will you come in here and monitor a Bob and I stare down? Will you?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, let's do that in the first break.
Okay.
I don't feel well. Did you find the stable
Well, if you
thing?
Don't feel bad, I'm not going to get nose-to-nose with you then and do this and find out later. You have something that I contracted.
I might. No, I mean, I just don't feel well. I'm anxious right now. Folsy, did you find the stable commercial?
I think I found it. Let me see. I haven't played the actual
audio.
Here it
is, Bob. See if this would work for you. If you were a connoisseur, pretend you're a producer of the commercial.
Okay.
And then pretend you're a regular watcher or listener to the show. And Folsy was endorsing a stable. Okay.
This might just be the background. This might not actually be the commercial, but let's try it.
Okay.
Good start. Good start.
Okay, there's no audio so far.
No. Yeah.
Here we go, Bob. Great music.
Yeah, it's just the background of
it. I love it.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Matt Cole, better known as Folesy. I started as a foal. Now I'm a colt, and you can be one too. But first, ride your first pony with me. Come over to Coltsy Land, and we'll get you started in your ride into infamy.
That's a 40-year vet right there making
That's
that spot up.
Incredible, Bob. Just tape that one. You know what we'll do later? Tape that off. We'll put that against the one that you recorded with my script, right? You'll find it, right, by the end of the show?
Yeah, I should be able to.
And we'll let the listeners decide which one's better.
There was an actual commercial you did?
There was, yeah.
I was set to that
around.
Music.
I didn't know that.
It's a great beginning, isn't there?
Yeah,
or wasn't it?
Yeah.
I can't even speak properly. It's a great beginning, isn't there? That doesn't, what the hell? Bob, something's
it's
gone
Monday,
horribly
Joe.
Wrong.
It's a Monday. It takes time to get into midweek form.
Do you miss Ron?
Yes.
In what ways? Can you delve into that a little bit?
I just like the exchange, the back and forth.
The dynamic.
The dynamic, yes. Mm-hmm. Where is he, by the way?
I think he's doing a staycation.
Is he?
First beer cracked, over under 10:14. It's 10:15.
No, he gets up and walks at 5. I guarantee you by 9, it feels like 5 in the afternoon. So by 8, he would have his first beer.
The
back.
8 a.m. beer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had one? I'm more of a Bloody Mary kind of.
Had one?
Not at 8 a.m. Do you do that at 8 a.m.? I don't.
Back in college, yes. The Sunday morning.
Okay.
Leftover keg beer, of course.
Okay. I wasn't referring to college. Oh. Now.
No, not
real
now.
Life.
Folesy, did they do that at Waynesburg?
I guess occasionally.
Keg party?
Yeah. There were keg parties.
Interesting.
Keg parties everywhere, right? What college doesn't have a keg party?
So they still have keg parties these days. They haven't replaced the old kegger, have they, Bob? They still crank it up, Folesy? They did that at Waynesburg?
They did.
The ritual of the tap and everything else?
Yeah. It wasn't every party, but every once in a while there'd be, kegs there.
Sure. So as things advance technologically, Bob, as we move into another age, the blessed keg is still a staple, right?
I would imagine it is, but there's got to be more, technological stuff involved with them today, I guess, if you're having it, right?
Yeah, like you open it with an app or something.
Yeah, something like that.
No, but it's still the same thing.
Hmm.
You roll that baby in there. You have the executive beers for the founders of the keg, the buyers of the keg. And then they also get the leftovers on Sunday morning, right?
I guess. I was big into toga parties. That was our thing back then.
What?
Remember those things? Toga.
Wow.
I do remember them.
We even
I
dressed
never
the part
went
with
to
togas.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I walked around naked at a few, but never a toga.
You did. Proud. Yeah. You must
That's what
have
they told
a lot
me
of self-confidence.
Anyway.
Oh, you don't remember?
Tell me about a toga party.
You just
Where? At Point Park?
Yes, and other places. But we started.
You travel to toga?
We traveled,
parties?
Yes.
How far? Penn State?
It depends. Within a
St. Francis?
Within a 3-hour
radius.
Yeah, something like that. It wouldn't, anything beyond that defeats the purpose.
Right.
Now it's become a full fledged road trip, and I don't want to do that.
So, down to West Virginia for a toga party back in the early 70s. Do you bring your toga, or are you dressed in the toga and show up?
Well,
there?
You can do either. I dressed in. I figured it's quicker, you can get to the action faster.
Folesy, can you imagine
He's
video?
Riding his car and his toga.
Can you imagine a young pomp and company driving to West Virginia for a toga party?
You could have one of
those
headpieces, too, made of thorns and everything.
Yeah,
why not?
Did you have any, roommates or friends there in college that went on to have successful, careers in media like you? Or no?
First of all, Mike DeCourcy is a Point Park guy, and I always looked to Mike to be one of the best in the business at the Sporting News. He still is. So I've always kind of tried to be like Mike in many ways,
Wait a second. You said he was a toga guy?
No.
He was just a Point Park guy.
Oh, a Point Park guy.
I don't think Mike togaed. If he did, I didn't know about it.
I don't have him pegged as the toga type.
He doesn't strike me as a toga type. But then again, neither was I, to be honest. But I was willing to, see what it was like once or twice or 10 times, depending on whatever was necessary. But,
sure.
Yeah.
I think later in the show, Folsy, you and I will have the listen to all the things we have planned now. We have a stare off coming up in this commercial break, correct?
Yes.
We're going to have a face off with your commercial where you voice it against Bob's. We'll decide on that. And I think later in the show, you and I will conduct a formal interview with Bob about his 40-year career. We've already learned of maybe his top moment.
You don't need to go that far. There's a lot to talk about without that.
No. Later on, Folsy and I will formally interview Bob. Are you up for that?
I like that.
Let's do that. Coming up next, a Stanley Cup was won last night. We'll talk about how the Avalanche won it, their place in history, and where that leaves the rest of them, including the Penguins. I've got a list of free agents here, Bob.
Oh, big money.
And I'm going to ask you about some of these guys, and we're going to talk about the Penguins' immediate future and how close they could be, or not close, to winning one of these things again in the Sidney Crosby era. We'll do that coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.